As usual, I roll in a few seconds late. Actually, I'm not getting into the studio late. I am playing Bad Computer. That's what I'm playing today. My apologies, I guess I'll say. It's a tough show. It's tough. You know what you got to do is you got to try to do a radio show where it says you are not connected to the internet. That's my favorite. So everything I'm supposedly recording is not recording, and it's interesting, and I'm going to have to do something I've never done before, but I'm going to have to ask you to pause for a minute. So I'm going to give you a few minutes of silence, and I want you to hear ding, 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 ding. I'll be back in literally 10 seconds. I am back on the air here. Okay, so we are having a very... Well, you know what? Here's the nice thing about what we do is there's a ton of truths out there, is there not, in our business, in our world. So I honestly see this issue with the internet as a blessing. I see it as the hand of God, and I'm going to tell you why here real quick. I'm going to try really, really hard. This is so hard for me. Okay, folks? Now, let me make sure I'm still recording, because I've also been known to fiddle that up. Okay, so here's the deal. One thing that I've really tried to do, and terrible, terrible at it, is to build radio shows that are like fundamental, you know, basic fundamentals, okay? So let's do this today. Let's try really, really hard to make a radio show called The Fundamentals. What I would love to do more than anything is have about four or five of these that are just the basic fundamentals that people need to know. There's a number of reasons I struggle with it. A lot of reasons. There's just a lot of reasons. It's hard to know where to go and what to do and what's important and what's not. And, you know, it's tough. So I'm going to do a fundamental radio show. I'm going to try to stick to the basics. I'm actually a little bit annoyed that I'm not on the internet. I feel like a reboot would be the trick, but who wants to... You know, a reboot. As long as the listeners that are listening to the pre-recorded show are hearing it, and you're hearing it on the air, there's no need for a reboot, right? Am I right? Yes, I think I am. And so here we are. We're going to do a fundamental show to cover the basics. And please excuse my voice. It's a blast, isn't it? I'm getting a little bit of sore throat, which is really odd for me. I don't know what's going on there. So here's what we're doing today is I'm going to go into, a number of different topics. Let me get prepared. I'm going to dig out some information. Then I'm going to actually have a really, really good show. You guys, it's going to be kind of the meat and potatoes of what you want, right? And that's what we all want. We want the basics. We want the chewable truths. Okay, so here we go. So here's the deal. You're listening to Coins Plus. You're not. You're listening to True Wealth, and it's sponsored by Coins Plus. And we're going to go back, and we're going to do the basic stuff here real quick. Folks, I have got a stack of papers you would not believe. If you even knew, I mean, I would love this opportunity. I mean, even like a weekend wouldn't even be enough. I would love the opportunity to just sit on the air for like a month and just sit there and go through all my papers and all the notes I've taken and all the things that I've wanted to do radio shows on. It would be quite phenomenal. I think you would be quite impressed at the amount of information. Of course, my my computer guy's asking me if I'm having the computer problems at the home or office. And you know, I he's amazing, truly amazing. But I want to slap him in the head. And it's kind of like, I'm going to just type radio show question mark. In other words, I think you can figure it out. I've had the same airtime for a long time, right? I mean, I've been on the air, you know, from 4 to 5 every day for how long? Oh, a little while. Let's just say that. But I mean, why would he need it? Okay, so let's do this. Let's just do the good old-fashioned. Let's just start out at the basics. These are the fundamentals. What we're doing here today, right now, is we're doing the fundamentals of precious metals. And we're doing the fundamentals of economics, of finance. That my goal right now is to educate you in a basic fundamental understanding of your finances. Now, I know I'm far from perfect. I've had my issues. And I've one issue that I've really just, probably one of the worst things I do to myself. I mean, that people have accused me of everything, drugs and everything. Sleep deprivation. And it's not like, oh, I like to go without sleep at all. There's so much work to be done. This business is, it's really weird. And I'll tell you what, folks, listen to me. Be careful what you pray for. My mother always says, and it's starting to scare me because she says, God will answer your prayers. God will literally answer your prayers. He will give you the things. And there's people out there going, no, that's not true. No, it is true. He'll give people drugs. He'll give people things that you beg him for that you think you need or want or desire. He'll give you money. He'll give you women. He'll allow you to have. It's mainly, he turns you over to the devil. But basically, I have had a tremendous success over the years. And probably one of my weak spots is I have employees. Everybody knows Mike, and hopefully you know my son Mark. And everybody knows all these people that work the counter, right? But they don't know me, and then they hear me on the air all completely exhausted, and they call and they go, man, whoever's on the air right now sounds like they're going to have a stroke or something. I mean, I've had things that have been like, whoa, that's bad. I'm not having a stroke, but I have gone without sleep like crazy. I went through basically an extensive amount of training years back that conditioned me to survive and thrive. Let's say this, to survive but not to thrive. The problem with that is you can make it, but it's not good. And people listen, and they're like, whoa, that guy in bad shape. So anyway, so I didn't get a lot of sleep again last night. Oops, confession. And what am I usually doing with all that time? Folks, my business is so labor-intensive. You have to understand, people have these weird preconceived ideas that are very frustrating. What really frustrates me the most is when people are in a similar business and they'll say things to me like, hey, you know, have you bought any estates and found anything in there that was really good? You didn't know what was in there. And I'm like, dude, you are a professional. Okay. I'm sorry, folks, but let me tell you my philosophy. My philosophy is if you bring me grandma's coin collection, I have a fiduciary responsibility to you. I owe you the best of the best. I owe you top dollar. I owe you what is fair. And I especially need to know the market, which I do. And it is so important that you understand that you don't think that we just buy buckets of stuff and then dig through it and go, oh, look what I found, Mary, $5,000 coin. It doesn't work that way. We know everything we buy, everything, absolutely everything we buy is documented and recorded the minute it comes in the door. The only exception, always, is if there's some goofy, weird variety of 1836 bust quarter that, you know, has the nose, you know, 1 millimeter closer to the stars than the others, or if the eye is a half a millimeter closer to the nose, or whatever it may be, okay? I don't know. I just, they exist that way. And, you know, varieties are varieties. There's people that make their living digging out varieties. Whether or not they make the best living, I don't know. I will tell you, for those of you who've been around a while, who remember Isaac, folks, can you believe it's been 5 years since I had to let Isaac go for theft? Super sad. Just absolute heartbreak, because Isaac started with me as a teenager, and he really was the one talent individual spoken of by Jesus Christ. He knew coins, loved coins, had a photogenic memory for coins. Really, really knew coins. I mean, he was good at them. He made a horrendous mess. Everything was scattered chaotically. Now, later on, what turned out to be the case was that things were missing all the time, all the time. Now, I foolishly, who do you think I had looking into it? My manager, Isaac, right? I'm like, hey, Isaac, look into this. What's going on here? Why are these coins disappearing? What's up with our cash flow? Figure this out for me. Well, I can tell you one thing that I probably should have clued in on was how little effort he would put in the looking. That alone was a sign that I could not believe that this kid who I had hired literally 15 years earlier, he, I believe, started working for me indirectly maybe when he was 14 about. Where he'd come over, and I remember the biggest mess my house has ever been in disarray was after Isaac came over. I had bought a bag collection, and I thought I would let him help me go through it. And after that, I had to give him rules and guidelines and regulations and all kinds of stuff in order for that to work out that way, in order for him to have that kind of authority, because otherwise he just made a disaster. And the first time he came over, my wife was like, what was that? That was the worst hurricane that's ever hit our home. And sadly, that was his nature. He was, I don't even know what to call him. He's a hoarder, for one. But anyway, it was sad that that was his nature, that he was making a phenomenal, incredible amount of money, more than he'll ever, ever make in the rest of his life doing whatever he does. Because, you know, mainly because he's, you know, he just because he's got what it takes, he's got the knowledge. So let's just stick to the fundamentals. How about that? Let's just do it, okay? So let's do this. Coins Plus is a full-service rare coin and precious metals broker, dealer, depository service. All that means is we buy and sell all forms of rare coins and precious metals. We will broker deals if two people have. I mean, I've brokered some massive deals that were, you know, there's just no point in getting your money involved, you know, brokering literally $2 and $3 and $4 million coins, okay? So you just get a fee. You get a, you know, a teeny, puny little fee, but you don't own the coin. They're not, it just doesn't work that way. That's what the broker part's about. The, you know, when we sit and we say that we're a dealer, precious metals, broker, dealer, and depository service. It's basically saying that we're, you know, we're fully equipped and ready to go at any time. We provide the full service is the key. You name it. What do you want to do? Do you want to store it? Do you want to buy it? We built this building from the ground up. It's probably it's easily in the top five finest facilities in the United States. Ground up build, extremely secure. Won't get into the details. We do offer a depository service that's got about 600 boxes. Most are full. There are some available if you ever want them. And people are always like, man, that's got to be expensive, that privacy like that. But it really isn't. It's $60 a year and up. Now, you might go, $60? My bank only charges me $24. Well, your bank's making money on a whole bunch of other stuff. Also, when you store with us, it's private, it's anonymous, it's immediately liquid, it's transportable. We built the absolute number one vault. It's a Class 2A vault. That means it's the equivalent of 36 inches of poured concrete, with tool-destroying mechanisms within it. It's wrapped in one-inch thick, 201-resistant plate steel. The floor of it is 5 feet thick with one-inch rebar on like about three-inch centers. The door is a massive Class 2 door. The plate steel in the door is, I would estimate, 4 to 5 inches thick of hardened steel. There's a glass panel that's a bolt lock. So if you try to drill it, you break the glass, all the bolts lock, you're done. The company that installed it said, don't do that. Then once you do, it's going to cost you a fortune to get in there. And they said, even though it costs a fortune, the point is it's preserving and protecting your goods, and that's the point. So, Coins Plus is always buying and selling precious metals, gold and silver, coins and collections. It's what we do, folks. It's what we do. What makes us unique right now? Number one, silver dollars are my specialty. Silver dollars are the number one collectible in the world, okay? They may see ups, they may see downs, but they are the number one collectible in the whole universe. They're the number one tradable collectible on eBay, okay? Silver dollars, Morgans especially, that's where you want to go. Although there are a lot of peace dollars that are really good too as well, okay? So if you want to really get some stuff pocketed away, we've had some people making some pretty significant moves. Folks, don't chicken out, okay? Don't, when you buy assets like we sell, you're not going to Nordstrom's buying a shirt. You are literally buying an asset. You are putting your money into a hard liquid asset, okay? This is what I want you to understand. It is a hard liquid asset that you will not ever regret having because it will always carry that level of value, no matter what. And, excuse me, but that is the most important thing to understand about precious metals is that they will always, always, always carry, and numismatic coins, they'll always have value. They're always a hard asset. Now, you might think, what if it doesn't? What if this happens? What if that happens? What if, you know, what if you know, somebody like Hitler takes over and says they're not good anymore and all this stuff? Folks, just do me a favor. Forget about all that. Forget about it. Forget about it. Forget about it. Why? God programmed you to desire wealth, okay? You have it built in you. You desire quality and you desire wealth. Now, are there deadbeats out there? Yes. That do terrible work? Yes. We had a contractor that I hired to do work on a house up north. Unbelievable. Terrible. The quality workmanship that he would tolerate from himself and actually be proud of himself. He was the product of parents who had babied him and always told him he did a good job. You cannot do that with your kids. You have to, you've got to be willing to correct them and tell them where they need to improve or they don't know. Okay? So we're always buying and selling coins and collections. You name it, we buy it, all right? We consider ourselves wealth and capital preservation specialists. That means that I consider myself an expert at helping you preserve and protect your money over the long haul. Now, we have got a wild, wild ride going on right now on the Dow Jones and the S&P 500 and every other index that exists out there. You know, we call them stock index charts, I guess. Historical, and they have been all over the board. You'll notice two things. One, when they're up, Trump takes credit. Two, folks, I want you to know something. Put this in your mind. Before markets collapse, they get very, very volatile, okay? They don't sit there in subtlety and quiet contentedness and then crash and collapse. They don't do it. It's I don't know how to compare it. I can say frauds end suddenly. I can tell you that a 747 before it wrecks, you're probably going to feel a lot of turbulence and a lot of trouble, you know, because there's no updraft or whatever. Whatever it may be, the bottom line is that it is going to be a rough ride. We are facing right now, I assure you, we are facing very difficult times ahead. They are lying ahead of us, okay? We are there. We want you to do what God said to do. Now, I'm having an internet problem today. Do you understand what an EMP is, an electromagnetic impulse bomb? An EMP can, by taking out one grid, one simple grid can literally take the country down. Now, you think in the back of your mind that you, I mean, you've just probably never put thought to this. You've probably never put thought to the fact that you can't communicate. If you're on the road, if you're a trucker, guess what? You're not talking to your family. You're not knowing what's going on. All the grocery shelves are instantly empty, instantly, right now. They're gone. Everything's gone. People are, you know, they're ransacking everything. They're out of there. And you need to be prepared. You've got to have yourself ready to go for those kinds of situations. And so, you know, the indexes have been incredibly volatile, and it's important to me that you understand that. That's all I'll say on that. To keep it simple, we offer the highest rated the highest rated privately held depository service in the Western region. Okay. We are precious metals portfolio experts. We're very good at this, okay? A lot of times I will bait you in with words like gold. I say gold, buy gold, buy silver, buy silver. Well, when you come in, you're going to get a lot of that. But we might throw in a few, a little bit of this or a little bit of that. We don't just grab coins and say, here, buy this, buy that, buy this, buy that. There are some things that are so silly that are some of the most tremendous investments you can imagine, okay? Uncirculated Indian head pennies, okay? There's 50 pennies to a roll. I just sold a guy the other day, and I may have a few left. I'm not sure. I can't recall, but it was budget based, okay? But when he bought these from us back in the early 2000s, late 90s, they were $4 a piece. Now they're probably 35 a piece. That's about an 8 to 9-fold increase. That's really good. That's the kind of stuff we want to put you into, and it's stuff that's just like, this is crazy. I'm going to take, you know, and I don't want to spend too much time on it. Why? Because you get too over-focused and you miss the message. The message is that we're very good at what we do. We will help you to find the right opportunities to deal with these types of things as they come alive, as they arise, and so on and so forth. And so, you know, I guess be have yourself completely aware of this kind of stuff going on. So I'll go down here real quick. We've got the highest rated depository service. We are precious metals portfolio experts. That means we're really good at it. We've done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions in dollars. Now, I hate saying that, and I apologize every time because it makes you think I'm like some filthy rich guy with a Learjet. I'm not at all. Folks, I sell everything at wholesale, and I mean literally at wholesale. The difference on a gold eagle, a 1-ounce American gold eagle, from wholesale to retail is literally a couple percentage points. So that's sort of how we operate, okay? So we do have a sister company called Clock Tower Jewelry, and candidly, we've let that sort of go to sleep, mainly due to the metals boom that took place for so long and the fact that it's just so time-consuming. It is somewhat conflictive with our regular business. Just remember, folks, that we're always buying, we're always selling. It never stops. It never changes. nothing ever ends in our business. It's a constant feed. I used to think that I would be open a lot more hours, which is why I have a pass-through drawer in our vestibule that people can put their valuables in and keep track of it and know exactly where they are at any given time. Okay, so let's get down to the good old fundamentals. So now that you know who Coins Plus is, let's see if we can't start rocking and rolling. Now, I want to just say the world's economy changed drastically on 9/11. 9/11, little did we know that that was going to be the turning point, the key day. Was that day an accident? I personally believe no. Now, I wanted to look up some facts for you on the internet today, and I'm having an uncooperative internet. So guess what? Not much I can do, right? So, I can't really substantiate all of it, but I do know a lot about it, and I'm not going to go into all of it. But I can tell you that what took place that day makes very little sense. The fact that Donald Rumsfeld called an emergency meeting of Congress the day before to tell him about $2.3 trillion in missing dollars. Now we're up to $11 trillion. I have an uncle who has worked for 20 years. He was a PhD, for the U.S. Air Force in some kind of aeronautical, research program. And then when he retired from there, NASA picked him up. He did 20 years at NASA, retired there. NASA picked him up again, so he is now working on, I don't know how many years he's been doing it, but I'd have to say my guess is at least 55, if not 60. And so where I'm going with that is my cousin, my cousin, who's his son, believes handily that all that money was spent to send us to Mars. They believe that we've been to Mars. They believe that there's structures that were found there that just change our whole belief system, and they are not about to release that right now. When they finally do, it's a complete loss of power of the government. So be prepared. Someday that could very well come forth, and it could easily be the bomb shelter that takes everything apart. So I would leave it at that. So let's talk fundamentals, okay? So here's the fundamentals. On 9/11, the world's economic and political climates were permanently transformed, okay? There's no question. We got Israel became involved. We really entered a new world order, which is what George Washington was always talking about. Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld, they had these, I think it was called People for a New World Order, and there was a group of them that this is what they wanted. They wanted another Pearl Harbor event. They felt that the first one had been misused, that it should have been used to gain more control over the U.S. people, and it wasn't. And so I don't know if it's if if there's something that, you know, that you feel that you can help us with on repairing old vehicles and getting them looking sharp and running good, we're definitely open to that. So anyway, so we've got the world's financial markets changed on that day. Financial markets and currencies are melting down globally, imminently impacting U.S. markets. I have discussed with you the fact that each and every one of you has a minimum of $1 million in debt, okay? This is who we are. This is who we've become. This isn't going to change. We've got marching orders. We're going the wrong direction. This is Keynesian economics at its finest. When they get someone like Trump in there, you know, there's bankers that they know Trump. They knew what he was. They knew what he was about long before he ever got in office. They knew exactly what he would do, exactly what he stood for, all that kind of stuff. So it's important that you understand that the precious metals based assets, we'll call them, have remained very, very strong. They've proven to be the timeless, permanent, respected, and pinnacle forms of wealth in this country and in the world, true wealth and capital preservation in every civilized society throughout all of human history. This is where we're at right now. We're absolutely at a point where we are leading the world. It's the blind leading the blind. Keynesian economics is a real thing. It's not a conspiracy. I've heard people say, the only thing people can say is it's a conspiracy, because what's crazy is the facts support it 100%. So you can't say it's not, you can't say anything other than it's a conspiracy, but it doesn't make sense because the facts substantiate everything else. So if you're there in your life, I would say to prepare yourself, be wise, protect yourself at all times. I would say, as we go on into the fundamentals, let's stick with the fundamentals. Precious metals, created by God from the beginning of written human history, second chapter of Genesis, you guys know from listening, blows my mind. God took the time. Okay, I believe that all scripture is God inspired, according to, I believe it's 1 Timothy, that it is literally God breathed, okay? It was, you know, obviously man wrote it. He was led by the Holy Spirit to write it. I think the consistencies throughout it speak for themselves. I told you about a friend last week who tried to, who had his PhD in physics and mathematics and a bunch of other things. And he tried to create, he spent a semester trying to create any kind of formula that would justify where we're at today, where we're going, what we're doing, how we got there. And there's really no way. I mean, the truth is truth. That's why we're called true wealth, because we're dealing with true wealth. We're dealing with the real deal. We're dealing with war. It used to be warfare, welfare, okay? The conservatives were warfare, and the left was welfare. Now, everybody's everything. Now it's a race. It's a competition. Who can spend more money? Why? Because they want votes. this garbage where they're letting people pour across the border, folks, is because they vote. I don't care what you say, they vote. There's people that say they can't and they don't and they won't, and it's not enough to really impact things. That's totally false. It's wrong. It doesn't matter. If they're not U.S. citizens, they should not vote. One other thing that I find intriguing is when people go through the classes to become an American, which, by the way, they become very proud of being an American, and they should, because that's something to be very proud of. You live in a time that is so unique. Okay, if you take all of written human history and you live right now in the richest, most robust, the resource-richest country on planet Earth, okay? You are probably in the top 1% of income in the world. You may not feel like it, but you are. And the reason you don't feel like it is because TV and TV commercials always want you to think that you need more, that you don't have enough, but you do have enough. Precious metals have grown in value by over 4,000% in the 40 plus years since they were deregulated in 71. That's an average of over almost 100% per year. Now, of course, compounded, you know, you're looking at 10 or 12%, but this is what you're dealing with. You are not dealing with stocks that you hope go up. Folks, please, if you are in paper, get out. I promise you, we are so near a train wreck. I am talking to brokers on a daily basis. I am watching brokers bail out of their own products and getting into precious metals because they know the day is coming. They know it's coming. You need to also be careful of people like the guy that's in the flour mill, and he somehow convinces people to leave their metal with him. And I don't know. We have a pretty substantial walk-in vault system that's pretty good. So we got the 100% per year growth. Since 2000, precious metals have risen in value over 600%. That's about 40% per year average. While the Dow and S&P 500 have increased less than 20% overall, which really is only about 1% a year. Now, you look at that thing, and it is lit on fire. It has nowhere to go but down. I'm sorry, but I'm just being candid. I can tell you that bad things are coming. I hate to hear myself say this. I hate talking like this. It's negative, okay? I don't want to be doom and gloom, but I'm going to just keep going here. And these are the fundamentals of what I believe. This is what I believe, okay? This is based on facts. I'm a very factual, statistical, mathematical personality. Emotions out. I just am looking for pure truth, okay? So, since we just discussed that, the Dow and S&P indexes are artificially positive. Well, they're artificially manipulated by removing and replacing poor-performing stocks with star performers to produce artificially positive results. This is something that no investor could do themselves. You can't do that. You can't have a stock that's $100 a share today, $50 a share tomorrow, and you say, boy, I sure would like to trade that stock yesterday when it was $100. And your broker goes, well, sure. You know, you just let us know, sir, and we'll do whatever you want. And so, you get these investments and you respond to them after the fact. It's just not wise. It's not good. Okay. Since this is the case, I mean, when you look at the fact, folks, that $10,000 invested in precious metals in January of 2000 is now worth $60,000 today. You're not going to hear this from the mainstream media. You're just, I mean, I think most of you are smart enough to figure that out. Why? Because they're all vested in the paper. It's all part of the game. It is all part of the game. Why? Because they've got to have you in it. John Maynard Keynes, we may get to that quote here soon, where he says, through a continuing process of inflation, it allows the government to confiscate an important part of the people's wealth, citizens' wealth, secretly and unobserved without their knowing it. So they are looking, essentially, for ways to take away your money, and inflation is the number one way that they do it. The Dow and S&P are artificially manipulated, and that gives you, you know, the best stocks. I mean, the best stocks, folks, they don't perform that well. We've seen Facebook, we've seen Time Warner, we've just seen it all. Folks, without getting overly analytical, to keep it simple, keep it in metals. You might think, oh, Kevin, goodness, that's all you talk about. Well, why not? Why not go with what the Bible says? It's mentioned over 800 times in the Bible, okay? It's used as an example of every possible thing imaginable. Precious metals start in Genesis chapter 2. And they continue on throughout, all the way through the golden rods that Jesus was given, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, which is rumored to be the same gold that was given to Adam when he left the garden for good. Most people don't think about if you got kicked out of something like the Garden of Eden, what would you do? I think you would spend all your time trying to get back in. Finally, a cherubim, an angel, came and said, look, we're going to give you some parting gifts, and you're going to go away, and you're going to begin to live your life on this earth. God had to send watchers because Lucifer knew that if he killed one of them, he absolutely abolished the human race. His domain, often referred to as Rahab or the asteroid belt, was destroyed somehow for some reason. The explosion from that blasted one side of the moon. I believe it contributed to the Great Flood. I don't want to get into that. I just want to stick with the basics. And it's important to understand this. The Consumer Price Index, folks, this is something you got to understand, okay? What is the Consumer Price Index? It's how our government supposedly calculates inflation, okay? And it used to be that they would take the number one selling everything of the year, okay, whether it was a washer and dryer, a car, a bicycle, whatever it was the number one seller of the year. I remember when Clinton came out and said, we can no longer do this. And I was in banking, I believe, at the time. And I remember being like, thinking, not being totally sold yet on, on the whole. The whole concept, and just given the opportunity to grow at a level that has just never been given before. And so let's just keep going. The Consumer Price Index is used by our government to calculate and report inflation figures, and it's been altered to become an exclusionary index, which does no longer includes, think about this, folks, the indexes, especially the Dow, which is only 30 stocks, and so they only have to manipulate 30 stocks to show you really good numbers and really good growth. Once one shows up like that, they all do. They copy one another, and that's just the way they operate. So if you have the consumer price index used by our government to calculate and report inflation figures, and it's being altered, and it no longer includes food, transportation, real estate, or energy costs, that now excludes expenses that the average American consumer spends 85% of their disposable income on. Okay? That's pretty profound. Wouldn't you agree? Since 9/11, which is the key date, these excluded items, food, transportation, real estate, and energy costs, have inflated, it depends on who you talk to, 6%, 8%, 10%, 5%, whatever, okay? I've heard 10 and 12 and you name it. That's 3 to 4 times what the Consumer Price Index claims to be the inflation rate. When we get into what we refer to as stagflation, that's where the price of goods increases while interest rates decrease. Okay, so you've got all kinds of stuff going on here. So monetary inflation, so we've got stagflation, which is basically where we've got an increase in the cost of goods, and yet we don't have an increase in interest rates. We're now seeing that increase in interest rates. It will devastate our economy. When will they do it? Probably near the next big election. I've got a friend in, the old Garth Brooks song, I've got a friend in low places. I have a couple friends in high places that, to them, what happens is it just becomes numbers. It becomes about money. It's not really something that we'll just say it just becomes numbers. It's not a personal thing. Since 9/11, the excluded items have gone up considerably. We've discussed stagflation, which is a hidden tax that destroys the poor and middle class. What happens to the upper class? The upper class makes money. This is one of the statements of Keynesian economic promises. Stagflation. Monetary inflation is the creation of money from thin air. Institutionalized counterfeiting equals theft, right? We're counterfeiting money. If you understand what we're doing, we're counterfeiting money. No economy can benefit from increasing the amount of theft. That is super important for you to understand. Our system right now is based on theft. How? They make fake money, and then they confiscate your assets. What do? They make fake money, and they loan it to you on a house. If you don't pay on the house, what do? They take your house away. But what did they really give you for your house? Fake money. You're not giving them gold. It's not. It's so hard for us to understand. The gold standard is dead. It's over, okay? Now, you have the ability to build your own gold standard, and you should. You should be rife with gold and precious metals. It's that simple. I'm running low on time, but it, folks, I've done this before. I've discussed it. You should be rife with precious metals. You should have savings, hard asset savings, not paper. Paper is destructive. Annuities, get out of them, folks. Don't go near them. I know poor women. Women are 9 to 1 at odds. 9 to 1 times more likely to fall for relational sales as men are. Women buy into it a lot easier than men do. Okay, so our deficit, you know, is going crazy. We're basically out of time, which is what's new. So my whole concept of, you know, getting through the basics, I really hope that we do that soon. There's just so much information to cover. So anyway, thanks again for tuning in. I'm always too late. Take care. God bless. And we'll be back on Wednesday. God bless. Bye-bye.